Danielle, the treatment room, obviously based at Surrey Sports Park. So how did the idea come about? Something you've always wanted to do?
I think ever since I was studying and knowing that the industry was very much a private industry and kind of your own clinic, you always have aspirations to work in, maybe obviously you want to work in a professional team, but also knowing that you'd probably be based in a private clinic, your career progression would potentially be to set up your own. So actually working as in the management role within the treatment room kind of is the next step, I suppose, for me as a practitioner that was working in private practice already. I think the idea initially came about through being able to service the franchises much better and our Team Surrey, our university athletes better. Having an internal clinic at Surrey Sports Park meant that we were able to offer practitioners a full role at Surrey Sports Park. So they could do some work in private practice. They could work with our university teams and also within both of the franchises. It also just meant that there was just a lot more flexibility then for our franchises rather than having to give them set hours in which they could see us. We'd have practitioners that were around and in the building more frequently. So, yeah, I think it really was driven by the fact that we were able to provide a far better service to the athletes that were utilising Surrey Sports Park.
Talk me through some of the services you provide then.
Yeah, we have a real mixed bag, I guess, of practitioners, which is really exciting because it just means that we can should be able to address within our team a lot of different conditions that are coming in. So we have sports therapists. Those sports therapists also are able to apply sports massage, osteopathy, and physiotherapy. So we're able to, within our sports team, to be able to address a lot of different conditions and find that one approach that works best for the individual client. Sometimes it's not necessarily the condition that's better suited to a particular form of therapy. It's actually that the person themselves just will buy into that particular therapy better. So we're able to do that with all of the practitioners that we have.
The nice thing is it's a small team though, so that's a huge advantage to the clients.
Yeah, I think so. I think we are able to get to know each other quite well and know each other's strengths and what conditions we enjoy to work with, and also kind of like individual practitioner background. So we've got Gemma, who was competitive in gymnastics, Marcus and Mark, who both osteopaths, that they've both got an endurance running background. Marcus does quite a bit of climbing. So just knowing the individual backgrounds to those people as well means that as being a small team, we can kind of go, do you know what? I'm not particularly well educated in climbing injuries, for example. And you can send that to the person that has got that knowledge of that particular sport. It also means that we can get to know personal trainers a bit better and build a rapport with them where you can kind of draw on their knowledge, but also be able to refer to them and know that, be confident in the fact that they will take on board your recommendations from the rehab work that you've been doing with that person and work with them to continue the goals that you've been setting for that patient up until that point. So yeah, it's been good having a small team and getting to know everybody and everyone getting to know each other.
If I was close to Guildford, maybe the thought of the fact that you were based at the sports park would maybe give me a bit of caution, thinking, oh, well, do I have to be a member? Do I have to be studying at the uni? But is that the case?
No, absolutely not. And we're very mindful of the fact that our location potentially gives people that aren't members or don't come up to the sports park the idea that we only maybe deal with athletic populations, that we only deal with members and university students and staff, but that's definitely not the case. And we do have a lot of non-members that come in and use our services. And actually, I feel that we are a really good introduction for some people because we all have very much the same viewpoint of motion is lotion, as we would say. Like, movement is really key for people in order to address a lot of conditions. So therefore, we're taking people out into the gym environment, which can be a bit of an intimidating space for some people. But when you're going in there with somebody with a particular focus, then we can kind of draw, break down those preconceptions that only a certain type of person would use our facilities. So we're absolutely open to you non-members and to people that wouldn't consider themselves to be particularly active either. We can offer something for everybody, really.
Your time there as well, you've been working alongside Scorch's franchise, Storm as well, and there was a showbiz cutting of the ribbon by Katie Holland.
That's it, yep.
You've seen and played a part in getting a lot of their athletes back as well, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. Over the 2010, I started working at Sports Park, and I think it was the season after that I started working with Storm. And certainly the four seasons that I was with them was because it was such a consistent team as well throughout those four seasons. So it was great to get to know the girls and build a rapport with the girls and for them to kind of get a feeling that they trusted in your judgment as well. So it's been great setting up the treatment room and being able to kind of have the relationship where you can explain to them what it is that you're trying to do and you're trying to improve the service for them and their team. Teo was at the opening as well. So, yeah, it's been, I've certainly learned a lot over the period of time of working with those franchises since that time. But it's good fun. It's nice to now be kind of overseeing it as well. So just to have moved into a bit of a different role now.
Favourite moment, getting the two titles, getting your shiny medal in front of that crowd at the Copper Box?
Definitely. I think, I mean, everybody involved in sport in whatever capacity you're involved, you kind of want to win. And certainly for that year that I was involved, we'd been in the final so many times before that. So it was even sweeter. That winning moment was awesome. But probably professionally, like a big moment for me, as I mentioned before, but it was just the consistency of the team and working with the same players each year and just feeling like you had developed that kind of trust between them and they might not have liked what you were saying and they might not have wanted to do what it was that you were saying, but you'd sort of done, I suppose, a good enough job of explaining to them to be able to get their buy-in and work with you. Because I think the year that you win tends to probably be, from a physio's point of view, from a therapist working with team, is usually your easiest year. So therapists working at the top of the league will be having a much easier time than the therapists at the bottom of the league. So professionally, it's sort of a bit more cumulative for me as being a kind of a high point. Obviously, it was great to be involved with them in that year and having had the build up to that as well over the past four seasons.
From your point, you'll see it on a weekly basis, but how much is it physical and how much is it mental from the athlete's point of view?
In terms of their kind of return to play after injury?
Yeah.
Kind of. I have a real keen interest in this side of things anyway, in terms of like how we speak to athletes about injuries and kind of our language around it and how that impacts upon their recovery. I think I would potentially argue that it's almost all mental in terms of their return. Everybody's healing rates are relatively consistent person to person, whereas their ability to deal with the potential for being left out of the team or having to do a different training session. You know, a lot of these players, you have to remember, they kind of define themselves by what it is that they do. If you ask them what they did, they probably wouldn't say that what their job was. They would say, you know, certainly for Storm, where playing netball isn't their job, but they would probably say I'm a netballer. So to kind of take that away from them is really difficult. And it's just trying to identify with that player what it is that drives them and trying to make sure that their rehab session does do that as well, and trying to address some of their fears. So ensuring that you're kind of addressing all the areas that psychologically could be kind of holding them back, and making their rehab program suitable to them, where ultimately we're treating the player. And then the rest comes as long as they kind of trust in what you're saying and you're progressive with your rehab and, you know, and you're doing all of the right things in terms of following the right protocols and everything, but you've still got to treat that player. You've got to get their buy-in. They've got to believe in what you're saying. And they've got to be focused in terms of doing that, because it's ultimately them that has to carry out the rehab programs. Yeah, I would say it's hugely mental for them.
So how does it work in terms of initial consultation, and is there like a pre-assessment, that kind of thing?
We're in the treatment room.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do. So everybody has an initial consultation. So whatever we're seeing that person for, and even our massage appointments will start with an initial consultation. And the big reason for that is that first and foremost, we have to rule out contraindications. We have to rule out reasons why we might not apply massage if that's coming in for. But equally, we have to ensure that we're acting as professionals and applying the right treatment for that person's complaint. So it's really quite common for somebody to be like, oh, do you know, I'm feeling a little bit of a tightness within my back, or after a run, I just feel like I ache quite a lot and I could do with a massage. But it's down to us really to actually assess and make sure that that is genuinely what they need.
Yeah.
and work with them. So without assessing and without doing quite a thorough history with somebody, you can't ascertain that. So, and I think it's wrong of us in the profession to literally just say, you know, just to go ahead and do exactly what that person's asking for when they potentially don't know themselves. That's definitely what they need. So we always start with an initial consultation. So we're just taking somebody's history. It's just a huge amount of it is just chatting to that person and finding out what their history is, but what their key concerns are and what their aims are going forward. And after that, a chat, then a physical assessment, and then any of the treatment or rehab we need to apply from there.
How is initial contact best then? Is it via an email, or are you open for people to call in, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely. I think with so many different possible treatments and everybody trying to sell their particular treatments as well, I can really see how it can be confusing for people to know what profession, whether they need to see a sports massage therapist or a sports therapist or a physio or an osteopath. So we believe in being available to people to speak to them. So we do get quite a lot of calls and emails just saying they'd just like to have a chat with one of the practitioners beforehand. And we always will be available to speak to somebody to guide them in the right direction as to who would be best for them to see, or certainly even if it's something that we can actually deal with. So it's always great to talk to people beforehand and give them a little bit of advice and then make sure that they come in and see the right person. But obviously also, as I said before, being such a small team, if you come in and you see one particular practitioner, it doesn't mean to say you have to stick with that person. Obviously, consistency is quite crucial and something that we believe in, seeing the same person each time. But if somebody else can maybe deal with that particular person better, then we can very easily refer.
So what's the best way to get in touch online then? Email or Twitter or phone number
anything else? I know, there's so many forms of communication, isn't there? We try and keep to communication to always go through our reception team. So it comes in via phone, via our email, or we can do bookings online as well via the Surrey Sports Park website as well. thetreatmentroom@surrey.ac.uk, or calling 01483 682136.